WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's going to cost more for the College Station School District to pay for its share of road improvements on Holloman South by the campus of the new Riverbend Elementary School.
According to background information for tonight's school board meeting, CSISD's budget was $300,000. The city of College Station's asking the district to pay $395,000. The difference will come from the project contingency budget. The total cost of expanding Holloman South from Dowling to Rock Prairie is almost $12 million. The workshop agenda includes possible action on the process and schedule for changing high school boundaries, as well as how the board will attack the development of next year's budget. During the regular meeting, the board will consider spending $336,000 for athletic apparel to be worn by middle school students and staff. That follows the rebranding at College Station Middle School to the Royal Blue and Silver Knights and the Consolidated Black and Silver Bobcats, along with the introduction of the Welborn Middle School Warhawks, which have the colors of black and gold. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In the rare event severe weather penetrates the Aggie Dome, many of us take to social media to share pictures and videos. But Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead on our show says they want more people actually reporting weather.
We're trying to get as many people educated through our Sky One classes when we have them here locally so they can become storm spotters, not only for the county, but for the National Weather Service.
Mead says this year's Sky One classes, which were held at the beginning of this month, were some of the largest they've had.
You can always call 821-1000 and leave a message with us to let us know that there is additional demand for those classes.
Mead says you can still report any damage from Sunday's storm by calling 821-1000. June will mark 5 years since motorists in the Twin Cities have to dodge around new freeway on and off ramps. Bob Caldwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says weather permitting, the project could be wrapped up by the end of April.
Our State Highway 6 X ramps, the current pair of ramps that are closed should be opening in 2 to 3 weeks. Afterwards, the southbound Briarcrest exit will be closed for 3 to 4 weeks, while it is rebuilt for our new auxiliary lane.
On the west side of town, Caldwell says rebuilding the interchange by Easterwood Airport is on schedule. And to the south, motorists on Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham will see the return of construction crews to the new bridge over the Brazos River once a new design is completed. A tentative completion is a year from now. And College Station Animal Control is asking for the public's help in finding a dog that bit a man over the weekend. According to the victim, he was walking on Holloman Drive East by Wolfpin Creek Park around 5 p.m. on Saturday when he saw two women playing fetch with three dogs. The victim tried to help by getting a ball out of a tree when one of the dogs, a German Shepherd, bit him. Descriptions of the women and the other dogs are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At the Law Offices of Brian Turner, they exclusively fight for the rights of fathers. Period. Dads have the right to remain dads following a divorce. Brian Turner can help you fight this battle. Brian Turner Law advocates for deserving dads to ensure his time with his children. He also works hard to protect the client's home, retirement, or other important assets, and has a flat fee for consultation. Call the law offices of Brian Turner, 979-583-9200. Family law for fathers, period. For you and the sake of your kids, brianturnerlaw.com.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
The Hospice Thrift Store is moving to a new location. The move from 2814 Cabot in Bryan to 3710 Old College Road in Bryan increases the retail space and customer parking. The new location will also allow the Hospice Thrift Store to accept and sell more furniture and home decor decorations. The store will be closed November 1st through the 4th and reopens on November 6th at 9 a.m. So make plans to visit the Hospice Thrift Store's new location on November 6th and check out all the new items. And remember, the thrift store has more room for donated furniture and home decor.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:10. It's Tuesday. We got weather. A little cool outside. Weather's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you are.
Sunshine and breezy for today. Highs will probably reach about 65 to 70 later this afternoon. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight. We're going to fall back to about 45 to 50. Lots of sun, mild to tomorrow, high somewhere between 70 and 75. Tomorrow night, clear, lows will drop to about 50 to 55. We're in for a partly sunny, warm day Thursday, highs will be 75 to 80. It's Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, finally, we have a tip-off time for Texas A&M Women's Basketball's Sweet 16 game against Notre Dame. It is at 3 o'clock on Saturday, so we'll talk a little bit more about that matchup. Also, the second round of women's NCAA hoops ended last night, so we'll go over some of the games, and Texas is actually moving on, too. So we'll cover that, as well as talking a little bit about the men. Baseball is back in action tonight for Texas A&M. Hear a little bit from Coach Rob Childress. All that more coming up in sports.
So we got a fist lick of 47. It's a little breezy out there.
Yeah, a little chilly.
And the winds are going to gust up to 20. And again, out of the northwest. So, okay. Anyhow, that's the first day of spring. Spring gets here at 8:16 this morning.
Oh, okay.
So we're just—I didn't know it had a time.
It does.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah, weird. It does. It's about 2 hours away. Now, if you want to know true east and true west, because the cities are laid out kind of weird.
Sure.
You know? North is kind of like off on an angle. So if you want to see true east when the sun comes up this morning, that's true east, and when it sets, it'll be true west. So there you are. And then it'll change, you know, later on, because the world keeps turning. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh. So,
yeah. Not according to that commercial.
Well, which commercial?
Have you seen the, I don't know if it's a Reebok commercial. I want to say it's a running shoe.
Okay.
And the world has stopped turning. So in order to put it back on its axis, everybody has to get out and run.
Oh, that really?
And it's got all these got all these celebrities.
It's
asking
a lot from me.
Okay. Yeah. You're not into the cardio?
No.
Hey,
I'm not.
Just assume the world just does whatever it needs to do.
Yeah, if the world will take care of itself.
And it seems to have been doing fine, you know, so why does everybody else have to run?
Mm-hmm.
I know, buy their shoes, that's what it's all about. So children really do have a splendid way with words, whether they're singing about Girl Scout cookies or making jokes that are so bad that they're good. I like those.
Yeah.
Jokes are so bad that they're
good. We do that a lot.
We do. Kids are pretty much the gift that keeps on giving. So a note was posted. I don't know where this was posted. I was on Facebook, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Here's the note that the kid wrote. It was on Reddit. Okay. You are a hard worker. This is a kid writing to his dad. You are a hard worker. You can make the earth a better place.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
That is sweet.
Yeah. And then he says, and if you work harder, you can buy me that game that I want.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Start with the compliment,
sure.
And you slide in the request.
That's right.
Backhanded compliment.
He was feeling pretty good. I'd like to know what that game is.
Right.
Don't happen to know that, but nonetheless.
Probably Fortnite.
That seems to be real popular
these
days.
It's like this new video game that everyone is into.
It's like it's Call of Duty, but I think the same people who made Call of Duty made Fortnite.
Oh, okay.
But
do people die?
Yeah, I think
it's
like a one person or it's a shooter game.
Okay. All right. Now you know about the HQ trivia problem they had, right?
No.
Okay. Well, now neither of you guys have ever mentioned HQ trivia. So do you know anybody who plays it? I guess you don't.
No.
Okay, you familiar with it?
No.
Is that the one where you can do like twice a day
and
can get a share of the pot?
Exactly.
That's the one.
Nope. That's the
one.
Yeah,
okay. I do know people who've done that.
All right. Well, anyway, we got a story. Apparently it may have been fixed.
Uh-oh.
May have been fixed. We'll just
We're not sure. We'll see. But there was a problem with it on Sunday night. So in Houston, police in Houston say that officials raided a supposed Zumba dance studio in the city and seized dozens of illegal gambling machines.
Whoa. That's
oh,
not,
my.
Yeah, that's not
that's
supposed
not
to be there.
Zumba.
No, not at all. The this is funny. This must have been written in Britain. This is out of a British paper. The Harris County Constabulary Precinct.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because we don't do that, right? Really. No. It's the constable's office is what we'd call it. Precinct 5 said in their Facebook post that members of the major officers unit raided the illegal game room in a strip mall in southwest Houston on Wednesday. They said the facility was masquerading as a Zumba dance room, but inside were only illegal electronic gaming devices.
Oh, hey, babe, I'm going to Zumba.
Yeah, I'm going to go do the Zumba thing. And they do. I mean,
Carl,
they got,
you haven't lost any weight. Yeah.
What's going on there?
You know, I can move my hips.
Thanks, great.
Our bank account keeps getting smaller and smaller. These classes are expensive.
Y'all.
We have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Now where are you going to go to Zumba? And then again,
I think there's probably more places.
Yeah, and I guess the thing that's interesting is it has a real official Zumba sign on the building, not like a pennant that's flying out.
Wow, they really went all out.
Yeah, they did.
I think you can order those online.
Okay.
Are you tired of slow, bad internet? Well, there are amazing new internet plans from Viasat. Starfire, your local Viasat retailer, is excited to roll out brand new, super fast internet plans that are available no matter where you live. These are all new plans with up to 50 megabyte per second speeds. You may not know what that means, but believe me, it's fast. Give them a call at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788, and they'll explain everything. If you choose to order service, one of their local installation technicians will get you connected immediately. Starfire is a locally owned business operating right here in the Brazos Valley. Say goodbye to slow internet. Call them at 979-279-2788. That's Starfire, 979-279-2788. They're looking forward to hearing from you. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Branches on the ground? Shingles lifted? Water leaking? Hail damage? All due to recent storms? If you're not sure on how to handle a claim, call the Roofer Girl with locally owned Aggieland Roofing, and they'll get on top of everything for you with a no-obligation free estimate. Be aware of the storm chasers. Use the locally Aggie-owned and operated Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432, or AggielandRoofing.com. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
All right, there you go. It's springtime today, but you can't dress like it. Now, it's okay to, what? Now you can wear, like, white pants and stuff like that. Guys can wear, is that right? You can
dress
in spring.
Yeah.
Pastel colors and all
that.
Sure.
Can wear white
yeah,
pants.
Some people say white isn't allowed till after Memorial Day.
Oh, is it Memorial Day?
Between Memorial Day and Labor Day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. But really, I mean, all those rules are out the window.
You can wear
them.
You can even wear brown socks with a tuxedo now, so that just shows up.
Sure.
Okay. Anyhow, so.
What's wrong with that?
Brown socks with a tuxedo?
Yeah.
Okay. This is
whatever, Scott.
Yeah, this is the vernal equinox, and we enter the sign of Aries today as well. So, yeah, there's that.
I'm a Gemini. I remember.
There you go. Okay. Today is French Language Day.
All right.
They got a different word for everything.
Yeah.
It's Kiss Your Fiancé Day, if you got one of those.
Okay.
It's Extraterrestrial Abduction Day.
Oh, hey, happy birthday. Happy Abduction Day, everybody.
Does Hallmark have a card for that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They have a card for everything.
They do.
So.
Anyway, so Extraterrestrial Abductions Day is today. Keep an eye out on the sky. Be ready to duck, dodge, and hide.
What would it say? Like, I hope you don't get abducted today.
Or I hope that your abduction was a good experience.
Right. Duck, dodge, dive.
Yep. Won't you be
Sounds
my neighbor
like a dodgeball
day?
Dodgeball game.
Today's Won't You Be My Neighbor Day, because this is when Fred Rogers. Would have been 90 today if you were still alive. The Great American Meat Out Day.
Okay. Should we look that one up?
Well, you know, it's out there, and it's for people who don't you know, want to eat meat. Which
don't want to eat meat.
Yeah, meat out.
Instead of pig out, it was meat
like
out.
Meat right. out.
Yeah, so, and you can support the meat out day if you want
to. Yeah, let's not do that.
You can make an impact. Last year's meat out numbers, let's check on that.
Oh, gosh.
Save 5 pigs.
Is it 10 million gallons of water saved? Oh, sure they were. I don't know. Farm animals' lives that were spared, 1,343.
To be killed the next day.
Next day.
Exactly. They lived one day longer. It's Ravioli Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. It could be good.
Yeah.
It's World Storytelling Day.
Okay. Yeah. Go tell a story.
That's right. When the folks who are listening, eyes start to glaze over, the story's too long.
Yeah, a little story for you.
Yeah, International Day of Happiness as well, if you want to do that.
So, okay.
And birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Ruby Rose is turning 32. She's Stella on Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
She's also, she's in John Wick, the John Wick movie. She's Eris, the mute assassin. Mm-hmm. Christy Carlson Romano turning 34 today. Now, you might not recognize that name. She was Kim Possible.
Girl, and I'm here to save the world.
So there you go, bringing it back from the Disney Channel.
Was it back in the day?
Oh yeah, it's a cartoon.
And she had a little, hairless mole,
rat. Yeah, that was her like sidekick pet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, now, Kim Possible is awesome.
Yeah, Katie Dempsey over at Candy 95 dressed up like her for Halloween.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe not this past year.
Yeah,
the year
the
before.
Red hair that works.
Yeah. So
did
so
the mole rat have a name?
Yes.
Did the mole rat talk?
Well, do you remember what his name was?
He was able to communicate, but I don't know if he actually spoke English. No. Do you have it?
He spoke English.
Well, you know what I mean.
What was it, Rufus?
Rufus.
Yeah.
Yep. Naked mole rat. Yep.
What? What was her purpose? I mean, tell me.
She fought crime.
Okay.
So, Kim Possible, yeah, I don't know. She was kind of like a superhero type thing.
All right.
Yeah.
A lot of names and faces that were in this thing. Nicole Sullivan was in it. Gary Cole.
Oh, okay.
Gene Smart.
Wow.
So there were Ashley Tisdale, too. There was quite a few people that were in were in that show. So there you go. Bianca Lawson is turning 39. Darla on Queen Sugar. Also Maya on Pretty Little Liars.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Okay.
Cedric Yarbrough is turning 45. He's Deputy Jones on Reno 911.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So that's a
know
funny
who that
show.
Is. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Rappaport turning 48. Don Self. Prison Break.
Mm-hmm.
He's Phoebe's ex-boyfriend, Gary, on Friends. He's been a lot of stuff.
Mm.
He's also working with those, or he was working with those guys over at Barstool Sports.
Oh, okay.
He had a podcast, but they parted ways. It's goofy if you follow it on Twitter. David Thewlis is turning 55. Did I pronounce that right, Scott?
No, probably not.
Probably
what did he do?
Whatever. He was Remus Lupin in the Harry Potter films.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay.
So I still don't know if you pronounced it correctly, but I do know
a minor
Professor
role.
Lupin.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Holly Hunter is turning 60.
Okay.
The mom in The Incredibles.
But yeah, and also she was in Raising Arizona.
She was in a lot of stuff, man. And she's in some HBO show with Tim Robbins.
All right.
I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. Kind of a depressing, but hey, whatever.
No.
Spike Lee is turning 61.
Okay. If those guys all make equal amounts of money in the Capital One commercials, he is making a killing.
Oh, yeah, because he just kind of sits there
he
and
does.
Looks goofy.
He just does. Well,
all of them look goofy.
Well, yeah.
But have you heard the one where
the other two talk?
They do. Sing where they sing, I Got Friends in Low Places.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
And they just sing. That's it. They don't. They no Capital One plug or anything.
No.
They're sitting on horses.
I do like the one where he locks his credit card around all of these random things. Because I've got to lock it around smoked meats.
Yeah, but again, and there's just, they just take reaction
just
shots
silly.
From Spike Lee. He does not say much of anything.
Yeah.
Pretty good gig for him.
Yeah. So he's there making some money.
Yep.
So good for him. William Hurt, really good actor, turning 68. He's been a lot. So we were talking about The Big Chill the other day.
Yes,
so
we
he was in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Vaughn, who happens to be Stevie Ray's older brother, was part of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He's turning 67. So that's what the Fabulous Thunderbirds came out with back in 86.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I'm not real for sure. You might know, Scott.
That's pretty good music.
Yeah,
right there.
Pretty good stuff. Carl Palmer turning 68. Last man standing, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Uh-huh.
Emerson and Lake are no longer with
that's
us.
True.
He was also in Asia, too, by the way. Bobby Orr, Hockey Hall of Famer, turning 70.
Yeah.
Pat Riley, 73.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good basketball coach and player back in his day. Hal Linden is turning 87. Barney Miller.
Yes.
And Carl Reiner. We were talking about Meathead the other day. Yep. His son, Rob Reiner. Carl Reiner is turning 96 today.
Wow, there you go. All right, 624.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It's been over a year since the 2016 presidential election, and Hillary Clinton cannot get over this landslide loss. So she's in India last week, the former Secretary of State, attempting yet again to cast blame and explain why women didn't vote for her during the election. Well, we don't do well with married white women, and a part of that is pressure to vote the way your husband, your boss, your son, whoever believes you should. So over the weekend, she tried to backtrack on a lengthy Facebook post, writing, "I understand how some of what I said upset people and can be misinterpreted. I meant no disrespect to any individual or group." What do you mean, misinterpreted? How many more people will she blame before this is all said and done?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price, or with financing less than $114 per month. Upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Insurance claim experts for residential and commercial insurance claims. Call 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today, right at 70 degrees, but it's going to be windy. Out of the northwest, 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. 46 for our low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow, 76, and the winds will be back out of the southeast. We'll be near 80 on Thursday. We'll hit 80 on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 10, chill factor at 47. Fair skies and the air temperatures 51.
Are you newly engaged, planning a wedding? You're in luck. The spring 2018 issue of Brazos Valley Bride is hot off the press and is the ultimate resource for brides-to-be. Flip through 148 pages of local content from local professionals who can help you plan the most beautiful day of your life. Find the Brazos Valley Bride Spring 2018 issue at local businesses all across the Brazos Valley, or visit BrazosValleyBride.com to access our digital edition anytime, anywhere. That's BrazosValleyBride.com.
Let me remind you, let me invite you to be a part of the Twin City Mission Annual Charity Golf Classic. It's Monday, March 26th at the City Course at the Phillips Event Center. Four-person scramble, 9 a.m. shotgun start. To register your team, go now to TwinCityMission.org. If you don't play, but you still want to help the charities of Twin City Mission, you still want to be a part of the annual Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic. Plenty of sponsorships and partnerships. Call Ron Crozier at 822-7511.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now.
The trio of new iPhones expected this fall will be loaded with a lot more memory. Investment bank Cowen, which has been checking the Apple supply chain, expects memory boosts to be across all three devices. It also sees them featuring Face ID technology. And two of the trio, the 5.8 and 6.9-inch models, having OLEDs. San Francisco could become the largest U.S. city to ban the sale of fur, a move that would hearten animal lovers but frustrate some business owners who say they're fed up with city officials dictating what retailers can and can't sell. If the Board of Supervisors today approves the ban, San Francisco would join two other California cities in saying no to a symbol of glamour that animal advocates say is built on cruelty. San Francisco has banned the sale of menthol cigarettes and other flavored tobacco, which voters will consider in June, and prohibited performances by exotic animals. On Wall Street, futures are lower this morning. And that's your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The week after spring break means the monthly meeting of the College Station School Board.
Today's workshop agenda includes possible action on the process and schedule for changing high school boundaries, as well as how the board will attack the development of next year's budget. The agenda for the regular meeting includes spending $112,000 from bond money for athletic apparel to be worn by students and staff at the new Welborn Middle School, whose nickname is the Warhawks. Board will also vote on spending $224,000 from general fund sources for athletic apparel for the newly renamed Consolidated Middle School Bobcats and the newly renamed College Station Middle School Knights. And it's going to cost more for CSISD for its share of road improvements on Holloman South by the campus of the new Riverbend Elementary School. The school district's budget was $300,000. City of College Station's asking the district to pay $395,000. The difference will come from the project contingency budget. Total cost of expanding Holloman South from Dowling to Rock Prairie is almost $12 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Animal Control is looking for a German Shepherd that bit a man at Wolfpin Creek Park on Saturday evening. According to the victim, he was trying to help two women by getting a ball out of a tree when one of their three dogs bit him. He described the owners as two white females, one in her 20s and the other around 50 years old. He says he spoke with the owners after the incident but did not get their information. The German Shepherd needs to be located and observed to rule out possible rabies exposure to the victim. Call 764-3600 if you have any information. When severe weather hits the Twin Cities, much like Sunday's hailstorm, some of us grab our phones to post the action to social media. Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead says they provide free skywarn training to educate people on spotting storms and reporting them to the county and the National Weather Service.
It is hoped that that information is called into the National Weather Service when they see that, when they get that, or they can certainly call into our office or into dispatch, as a matter of fact, since dispatch is manned 24/7.
Mead says this year's Skywarn classes were offered at the beginning of March, but
if there's enough demand, we'll have another one later this year based on scheduling for the National Weather Service representatives who come up here.
If you're interested in taking the Skywarn Storm Spotter training, call 821-1000. For motorists, it's not fast enough, but construction is on schedule for the new interchange by Easterwood Airport.
That is the Diverging Diamond Interchange. It is going well. Work continues out there, and that project is right on schedule.
TxDOT spokesman Bob Caldwell says for motorists on Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham, construction will resume on a new bridge over the Brazos River once a new design is completed, addressing changes caused by flooding 2 years ago and Hurricane Harvey last year.
Once the design is complete, the contractor will be able to gain access, finish the column, and continue building the Brazos River Bridge. We anticipate the road to open in the early part of 2019, but this is highly dependent on the weather and the scope of what it will take to regain access to the elements in the river.
Back in the Twin Cities, the last of the new freeway on and off ramps should be completed in 2 to 3 weeks. That will be followed by closing the southbound Briarcrest exit for about 1 month to add an auxiliary lane. Recovery workers and a hazardous materials crew are back on the scene of last week's chemical plant explosion outside the Hood County town of Crescent. Fire Marshal Ray Wilson says there are two investigations underway.
We're still going to continue in a methodical operation and search, because not only are we looking for this missing individual, but we're also looking for cause and origin of this incident so that we can determine how it happened.
Plant worker Dylan Mitchell has been missing since the fire. Firefighters had to back off the burning building on Thursday when the fire raged out of control. A 20-year-old who as a teenager used an affluenza defense regarding a 2013 drunken driving wreck that killed four people is set to be released April 2nd. Ethan Couch has served almost 2 years in jail for a revoked probation and is set to be freed from the Tarrant County Jail in Fort Worth. Registration is now open for Lemonade Day 2018. City Director Katie Dempsey says the free educational initiative is open to students in kindergarten through 12th grade.
We're basically just trying to instill that entrepreneurial spirit in kids, things that they don't learn in the classroom. So we're able to teach them how to run, own, and operate their own lemonade stands.
Dempsey says their hope is kids will participate in Lemonade Day year after year.
Just like a business, the more years you go, the more years you have, the better your business will get. So you had a lemonade stand last year. Great. But what could you have done better? Did you not market as well as you could have? Did you want to change up your recipe?
Lemonade Day is Saturday, May 5th. Dempsey says you can register online at lemonadedaybcs.com, or you can stop by the United Way of the Brazos Valley offices to pick up a registration form in person. United Way is also looking for adult volunteers for the day of the event. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 51 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely Commercial Mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get between $1,500 and $2,400 off select Gravely Commercial zero-turn mowers during the Gravely Mow the Distance sales event. Simply visit ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today.
ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, sale ends March 24th. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their pre-show floor model clearance sale going on right now. You'll find up to 25% off on select items throughout the store. Items marked to move before Kent goes to the show. And you can receive 10% off on special orders placed prior to the show. Amish Furniture is clearing the floor to make room for all the new furniture coming. So head over and save Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning, 639, Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure in control between now and Thursday. Today will be the coolest day out of the next three. Sunny and breezy with a high of 65 to 70 during the afternoon. Tonight clear, nighttime lows 45 to 50. It'll be sunny tomorrow, highs 70 to 75. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 50 to 55. Partial sunshine Thursday, highs Thursday 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Honey Badger is headed to Houston. Tyrann Mathieu has been signed by the Houston Texans. His introductory press conference yesterday, he says he's looking forward to working with quarterback Deshaun Watson as well as his other teammates.
I think anytime you play on a team with a quarterback with his kind of capabilities, it always gives your team an advantage. And like I just mentioned, the guys on defense, you know, I think those guys are dominant.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Tyrann Mathieu coming up, as well as covering, of course, Texas A&M sports. Plenty to talk about with basketball and baseball back in action tonight. Coming up in sports.
There you go. It's first day of spring.
Just it so is. You know. And someone just texted in and said it's also National Ag Day. Thank those who feed and clothe the world.
How can it be the meat out day and Ag Day?
I don't know. I'd rather celebrate Ag Day.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not doing that. Well, too late. I already ate meat this morning.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
Breakfast?
Heavy breakfast.
That's it? Okay.
How is heavy breakfast? What does that mean?
It means
a heavy breakfast. It's, in other words, it wasn't like a nutrition bar or something.
No. Got to start your day off with some protein,
It's bigger than my crunchy granola bar. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's jelly. That's
on. Yeah. You have jelly on it?
No,
he's jealous.
Oh, he's jealous.
Oh, Scott.
Jelly.
You have to explain stuff.
I know, really.
Break it down for him.
All right. So this whole Facebook thing is pretty weird. Have y'all followed this? The Facebook Cambridge Analytica thing?
Oh, I heard about it.
Facebook stock has taken a real nosedive because of this.
Yeah, didn't like Mark Zuckerberg lose like $4 billion yesterday?
Well, how many more does he have left?
And may lose some more. But here's the deal. This is not a hack. This is what you're finding out is, you know, there are a whole bunch of companies out there that know a lot about us. Google takes that information and they sell it.
Oh, yes.
And Facebook takes that information and they sell it. Now, what they have done is they have used that to, influence elections, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, the company's based in Great Britain. London's Channel 4 reports that the firm's CEO was filmed saying that his company would trap politicians into compromising situations. Channel 4 did a 4-month investigation, and they said that the Cambridge Analytica company has secretly worked to influence more than 200 elections around the world. The CEO, a guy named Alexander Nix, talked about sending, quote, some girls around to a candidate's house, end quote, in order to dig up dirt on political opponents and putting that information out into what they called the bloodstream of the internet.
Is he talking about like younger girls or like ladies?
No,
of the,
ladies of the night, I think. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Nix was speaking to a Channel 4 reporter who was posing as a representative of a client who wanted to have somebody elected in Sri Lanka. And because those reports came out, Cambridge Analytica basically relies on Facebook data, and that's the reason that Facebook took a hit yesterday, because now we're finding out that Facebook is selling that information to politicians.
Oh, my.
The very idea. Oh, by the way, the co-founder of this company is Steve Bannon. Remember him? He used to work in the Trump campaign.
Oh, yeah, that name sounds familiar.
And that's why the Trump campaign is kind of tied to this whole thing. And that's the reason that it's trending right now out there. So that's that. Okay. Yesterday, speaking in New Hampshire, the president used that stop to talk about fighting the nation's ongoing opioid crisis. He said, and he talked about sanctuary cities. He said, we need to stop those people coming in because there were thousands of people who were bringing drugs in. And as a result, that was hurting U.S. Americans.
People bring drugs in from Mexico?
I know. It's amazing.
What?
Opioid-involved deaths increased 28% from 2015 to 2016. That's the most
recent years
we have. Yeah, pretty significant. Let's see what else. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. Miranda's running for governor.
Wow. In New York. Yep. Posted a picture of her kissing her wife goodbye. And then they did a little video, and so she's going to run for governor of New York. Let's see what else.
There were some pretty funny Sex and the City memes on social media yesterday. Yeah.
Talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, let me see. Somebody on television goes and runs for office. Yeah. Okay. See how that works out for us. So, and I guess you heard on the Fox News, they had an explosion in Shirts, Texas.
Yes, outside of San Antonio.
Yeah, exactly.
And this one actually occurred at a FedEx distribution center. But they do think that it could still be part of this serial bomber, so to say.
And clear, you know, the first two were similar. The third one in Austin was not quite as similar as that because the delivery system was different.
Right. There was a tripwire, and it was actually on, like, the side of a street.
Yep.
Well, now you're wondering if you've got people who possibly could be copycatting and things
like that. But they are saying, and again, they're telling us as much as they want to and no more.
True.
They have a reason to think that this one is associated with two of those in Austin, and we can't understand why. We don't know why, but they do. So that's just a little bit. We were just talking yesterday. You know, it's a busy time for Austin. It's South by Southwest.
Yeah.
They have the PGA Tour there this week.
Oh, yeah. Match play.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And again, it's a capital city, the second most populous state in America.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that goes on there.
And it is. It's just, I was thinking about it yesterday. It's like, what do you even tell the public? Like, just be hypersensitive to anything suspicious that you might see. Like, what? It's Austin.
Yeah,
do you know suspicious? Like weird things you see in Austin every day. I can't imagine. I don't know how I would feel if you're living in fear or if you're just ignoring it completely, because it's almost so bizarre that you would never think something like that would happen to you or, you know, maybe even anyone you know.
I think people in Austin might be too chill to be worried.
Right.
Well, that very well could, until it happens
until
on
it
their
happens.
Street.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And the randomness of this, again, is something that...
And I know, you know, Austin's closer to San Antonio than we are, but that's still kind of a significant difference.
Distance. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, Round Rock or Pflugerville.
Right. Well, and again, that's why I've said from day one, how does the head of Homeland Security sleep at night? You think about one more thing. Oh, wait, there's one more thing that we need to look for.
Right. Right.
They have to deal with random all over. But anyway, so Austin in the news for all the wrong reasons. It's 6:47.
March is National Social Work Month, a time to recognize the contributions of social workers in our lives. Social workers are an integral part of the services at Hospice Brazos Valley. Terminal illness brings complex problems besides the illness itself. Social workers walk alongside patients and families through their end-of-life journeys, guiding them through uncertainty and change, bringing them closer to new life, growth, and renewal. With the advent of spring, Hospice Brazos Valley can't think of a better time to honor the sacred profession of social work. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 24th, it's Beekeeping Basics. It's growing in popularity in the Brazos Valley. The class is designed for beginners, but veterans' questions will be answered this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We don't do a lot of planning when it comes to fencing our yards. We determine the absolute outside boundaries to the property, then we erect a tall wooden barricade there, or at least that's the way it seems. That's a pity, too, because there are so many other great ways to put fencing to work without creating yet another square wooden casket for our plantings. Fencing can be attractive. It can be exciting. I'll have details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752 grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. You need to determine why you want a fence in the first place. If it's for privacy, you might be able to plant tall shrubs instead. If it's for security, there are other options that aren't so totally enclosing. If it's to keep pets and kids in place, you have those same open options. Maybe it's strictly aesthetic, in which case there certainly are better choices than long rows of lumber. Welded wire fencing, for example, can be just as secure as a wooden fence. It will confine pets and keep the kids out of the alley, but it allows free movement of air. If your yard overlooks something attractive, a welded wire fence can be a triumph of openness. If you need to screen it somewhat, you can always plant vines in strategic spots, anchor it firmly, and use decay-resistant posts for the best permanence. Now, don't confuse this with chain link or chicken wire. This is rectangular grid fencing that's available in a variety of spacings. Split rail and picket fencing are both used for their good looks. In fact, the rail fencing will do little more than enclose a piece of ground psychologically. Kids will love to climb on it, and pets will run right through it. About all it does is delineate a part of your garden. Nonetheless, it's an important option in certain circumstances. Now, my experience with split rail fencing is it doesn't last very well. That's one consideration. It does start to go downhill after 8 or 10 years. Picket fencing, on the other hand, is much more formal. It really will keep small beings in their places. It's rigidly formal, and it requires frequent and high maintenance because of painting, but it's worth it in special locations. Use it to enclose a traditional or old English-style cottage garden near a patio or entryway. Wrought iron says things for a fence that no other material, either man-made or natural, can offer. It's permanent, it's secure, and it is handsome. You can even have special designs made for you, and they are wonderful. Wrought iron doesn't have to be black or white either. You can paint it to match trim color, for example. Brick walls are the ultimate option. Try to match the brick in your house exactly and consider having your mason lay the bricks in open basket weave patterns to allow movement of air through the wall. Since these are expensive and as permanent as your house, you'll want to plan your brick wall carefully. Consider hiring an architect or landscape architect to help with the design and the construction details. Now, there really are some wonderful options. Don't forget also vinyl fencing. Big strides have been made in it. I'm Neil Sperry. Get the most out of shade trees in our next program. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. It is 6:52. Tip-off time has been set for Texas A&M Women's Basketball Sweet 16 game against Notre Dame. The Aggies and Fighting Irish square off Saturday at 3 p.m. Central in Spokane, and the Maroon and White are coming off a thrilling 80-79 win over DePaul, while the Fighting Irish down Villanova 98-72. Of course, the Aggie men will be in action Thursday when they duke it out with Michigan in the men's Sweet 16. Things are underway at 6:30 p.m. Central in Los Angeles with broadcast right here on WTAW. And the Texas Longhorn women booked their trip to the Sweet 16 last night, defeating Arizona State 85-65. LaShawn Higgs scored 19 points, and Brooke McCarty added 15 for the Lady Horns,
who advanced to the regional semifinals for the fourth consecutive year.
The fact that this is our fourth year in a row to go to the Sweet 16, and I mean, you can almost tell that, I don't want to say they're getting used to it because we told them not to ever take it for granted, but you can tell that they expect this.
That's Horns head coach Karen Aston after the win. Texas advances to take on UCLA this Friday in Kansas City. Also stamping their tickets to the Women's Sweet 16 yesterday were Buffalo, Duke, Stanford, UConn, and Mississippi State. On the baseball diamond, the 12th-ranked Aggies are back on the road tonight, paying a visit to Old Southwest Conference foe Rice. Coach Rob Childress joined the Louis Belina Show yesterday on The Zone to preview the matchup.
Chandler Joswalk will go tomorrow for us. We used him out of the pen for an out on Saturday. He's fresh and ready to go. We'll get Noah Ramirez for Rice, who's one of their hottest guys, and they're coming off a series loss at Louisiana Tech this weekend. We'll certainly get Rice's very best, and our guys are going to bring their very best, too, and just try to continue to play good, fundamentally sound baseball with a chip on our shoulder tomorrow night.
First pitch against the Owls is tonight at 6:30 at Reckling Park with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 33 points and pulled down 12 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs topped Golden State last night 89-75. Now San Antonio bested the Warriors for the first time in four tries this year and won their fourth straight overall to move into fifth place in the Western Conference. The Houston Texans have signed unrestricted free agent safety Tyrann Mathieu and claimed wide receiver Sammy Coates off waivers from Cleveland. Now, Mathieu was released last week by Arizona after five seasons when the two sides couldn't rework his contract. The Honey Badger was asked at yesterday's press conference what he sees in his new team.
Well, it was an exciting football team to watch, especially, you know, when Deshaun was healthy. And, you know, I think having him, you know, I think it gives a lot of us confidence. And I think anytime you play on a team with a quarterback with his kind of capabilities, it always gives your team an advantage. And like I just mentioned, the guys on defense, you know, I think those guys are dominant as well. So, you know, it was a great group for me. They got some great leaders, some great veterans in the secondary.
Mathieu's, of course, a former LSU star. He's been hampered by injuries in recent years, but was an All-Pro in 2015. American League MVP Jose Altuve and the World Series champion Houston Astros have finalized a 7-year, $163.5 million deal. Here's the diminutive second bagger yesterday in Florida.
I want to, you know, say that this is a very important day for me, and I thank God. I thank my family. You know, they're supposed to be here, so they're here. But the most important thing for me right now is those guys are there in the neck being here, you know. Those guys, they don't have to be here. They're here because they won. And let me tell you something, guys. You guys made my day, and you made me more nervous because I don't like talking in front of a lot of people. You know that. But, you know, thank you.
Altuve is fresh off his third American League batting title when he hit .346 to go along with 24 homers, 82 RBI, and 32 stolen bases. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You've got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4218.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
All right, Grandpa, this is the newest vehicle on the market.
It's a golf cart.
It's not a golf cart. It's Club Car's new Onward, a new personal transportation vehicle.
What's so special about it?
Well, it's really cool. You can customize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Choose gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, two or four passenger. Then pick the color, seats, sound system, and more.
Does it serve coffee?
No, but it has built-in safety features like predictable handling and highly visible LED lighting.
I see.
Oh, and you can flip this back seat down to haul tools and mulch and flip it up for Abby and Katie to ride along.
Your little sisters would love that, and so would I. Well, I guess I just have one question.
What's that?
Do the neighbors have one yet?
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com to find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Financing available on site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. There was a story in the news last week, I think, about Stephen F. Austin having their 60th reunion, which was pretty cool, okay, back with Stephen F. Austin.
We keep closely in touch with one another. We're in Omaha, Dallas, Texas, Amarillo, Eugene, Oregon, various towns in Iowa and Minnesota, and two in Colorado. Two of us got married to one another, and Mike and Margot married each other and now live in Colorado City.
There are 14 people in this class, and they are all still alive.
Oh, wow.
That's
their
cool.
60th reunion.
Cool.
The odds of that are 1 in 177 million.
Really?
Oh,
14
gosh.
People all still alive 60 years after they graduated from high school.
Cool.
7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Another package explodes in Texas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time at a FedEx facility near San Antonio on the heels of the 4 bombings this month in Austin. Those left 2 dead and 4 injured. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details on this explosion live.
Dave, the medium-sized box was on a conveyor belt when it went off in Schertz, Texas, just after midnight, hurting a woman who was nearby. Now, her injuries are not life-threatening. Fox 29 in San Antonio says the package contained shrapnel and was addressed to a location in Austin.
We're hoping it's an isolated incident, but it's too early to determine exactly what, if it is connected to the other explosions.
And Schertz Police Lieutenant Manny Casas. Federal agents say